back to the Pete McMurray Show. Here's Pete and Lisa.
It's fresh. We found blood near the basement. We're going down.
Copy. Chicago PD, get on your knees. Get those hands up.
I'm just looking for one of my workers.
He's not armed.
Get down. You move, you die.
There he is, folks. Getting a Bad Guy. Jason Begay stars as Sergeant Hank Voigt, NBC Wednesday nights on Chicago PD. And it's always great to have him back on the show, especially on Zoom. Look at you. Look at you. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good.
You look good. You know, you have that tough guy aura about you, especially when you come on the show. I have the Mr. Happy aura, and I think Lisa has the why am I on this show aura, just wasting my time.
You know, it's funny. I think it's my voice, because it's like people say, oh, you're intimidating. I'm like, really? Because I don't feel like it.
Well, it helps that you play a cop on television, and you have for over a decade.
Yes, I guess. Anyway, I don't mean to be scary or intimidating.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. You guys are in your 12th season, and you usually come on the show one or two times a year. You've been busy this year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, but it's cool.
12 years, a long time, huh? It's such, I'm so proud of that. It's amazing.
Have you ever had a job, the same job for 12 years, being in that business?
No. No, what do you think? Maybe one in... 5 million actors?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's an anomaly.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah, and honestly, and this is not PR. I'm telling you the truth. We enjoy it. I mean, obviously, there's days that are like, ugh. But, I mean, we love each other. We care about each other. We know each other.
Right, right.
We care about the show. It's a really pretty lucky. Pretty
and that fortunate. Connection and caring, it does come across on the screen. You can tell when castmates hate each other. You can tell when everyone's just in it for a paycheck.
Yeah, we do. We care. We care. And it's fun. I think that's kind of, I mean, not that I know the secret to keeping a show on the air, but one of the things is to always, you know, be recreating it. Like, it, just even the characters, you know. Like, people get boring if they don't change and evolve.
Right,
same with the character. You know, I'm always working on myself, and I'm working on Hank, and it's kind of cool.
Well, you got to have good writers, too, and you have to have a very good executive producer. What is it with Dick Wolf? Man, everything that guy touches turns to gold. Law & Order has been on the air for, what, 40 years? I'm not kidding. It started in 1990.
It's crazy.
Almost 40.
I know. I mean, he's a genius. And I don't know what it is. And, you know, there are some that don't make it. I was thinking about it. I mean, I'm not a big expert on this kind of thing, but... he's got to be certainly the top three, if not the most successful guy in the history of television.
Right. Who else is there?
I mean, look at this. He's got how many shows are on the air right now?
He's like, an empire.
Let's look at now. He's got Law & Order, the original one. He's got Law & Order SVU with SVU. Mariska Hargitay. All the Chicago shows, PD, Fire, and Med.
And FBI.
FBI, that's six.
Trilogy.
Seven.
Yeah, he's got three of those. No, he's got like seven on network. He's got On Call on Amazon, which is, I think, their number one show. It's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to write that down. I'm looking for
it. It makes you wonder. So many of these shows involve surrounding and thinking about people's worst moments in life. You know what I mean? Something awful happens to you. Someone's murdered. You need to call the cops. You need an ambulance. I wonder what it says about us as a society that this is the kind of TV we gravitate towards to relax.
Yeah, well, there's no argument. We are weird. I mean, Homo sapiens are very strange creatures.
Well, it goes back to good guys versus the bad guys. Everybody loves that. They like to see the good guy win. And on Chicago PD, that's what happens, man.
You know, the interesting thing is, though, I think one of the things we try to do, I don't know if it comes through, but is nobody's all good or all bad, you know, and that you want to see the colors, you know, and it's easy. You know, if you get a guy, you know, if it's just black and white, you want to live in the gray areas. You know, it's more interesting if you have a criminal who you kind of care about, you understand why he got that way. You know, you still want him off the streets. Anyway, whatever.
Well, 12. We're talking with Jason Begay from Chicago PD. 12 years ago, when you didn't it start? You started on Chicago Fire, isn't that how it started? Okay,
yep.
Yeah. You guys were a spinoff from Fire. Did you have to learn how to hold a gun or cuff a person or put a criminal in a squad car? Did you have to learn all those things?
Yeah. You learn it as you go. We have a technical advisor who was so integral to the creative expression of the show, as well as the authenticity of, you know, that kind of police stuff. Was this cop, his name was Brian Lucci, who was a legendary police officer in Chicago. He became our technical advisor. And speaking of the word, I don't use this word very often, but he actually, I mean, he's just a cop, but he was so naturally adept at understanding this business. I would say he's a genius. It was something that you can't learn. He just had it, like Mozart knew how to play the piano, etc.
Right.
You know, yeah. He understood this. And now he's a producer on the show, and everybody understands that a lot of why we are what we are has to do with him.
That's awesome.
And so he's more than just a technical advisor.
Did he have a Chicago mustache? Did he talk like sausage?
Did put your hands behind your back.
Yeah.
You got to put your hands behind your back. Get them in the cuffs.
That sounds like Boston.
No.
It's because my regular accent is so Chicago that when I try to lay it on, it just goes wild.
That's a good interview. That's a guy.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to talk to that guy.
I'd love to buy him a beer.
Since the last time you were on, I saw you on Jimmy Fallon, and you were very happy to say that New York pizza was so much better than Chicago pizza.
I didn't say so much. I said it was better. I didn't have any problem deciding. I found some good pizza here. Really good pizza.
All right.
Trust, right?
Fallon handed you a piece of pizza. You folded it right away, and you were eating like you were going to prison.
Have you been in my diary? No. Yeah, it was good pizza. I think he went, what was that, Joe's?
Yeah, Joe's New York pizza. That's what he brought out. What's your pizza in Chicago? Where do you go?
If I'm going to order a pizza, I go to Robert's Pizza and Dough.
Robert's? Okay.
Like that dough is so good. It's so good. Like they really make a great crust. I grew up in New York City, and that's probably why I like New York pizza.
Sure.
You know, so it's all, but New York pizza to me.
That Detroit pizza is wrong. You can have New York, you can have Chicago, but Detroit pizza, get out of here. It's just great.
I don't know. I've had it. Any pizza's like sex. I know you've heard this before, but any pizza is good pizza to me.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm not going to turn it down.
Glad to hear that.
Your suit that night was perfectly tailored. I worked at a dry cleaners in college, and I look at how the suit hangs on people. That's a perfect suit, man. Who's your tailor? You. Who's your guy?
You know, me. It's funny because I used to be really into clothes and fashion. I actually was a model when I was 19 and lived in Europe.
Of course you were.
It was 100 years ago. But then I just I lost interest in all that stuff. But I had this collection of old, beautiful clothes because I really used to be into this stuff. And then I just lost interest. When my son came to live with me in eighth grade, he came to see me and I was in the middle of shooting the show. So all I ever wore was sweats in my costume. And he was looking at me and I was like, what? Just tell me. He said, you kind of look like a homeless person. Because he's really into fashion too. He likes clothes and that's part of the way he expresses himself. And I started wearing clothes again. But that suit is, I think I remember which one it is, but I think that suit is, it's got to be 15 years old.
I mean, it fit perfectly and it looked very expensive.
Maybe.
I mean, a good suit's like a sports car. You just slip it on and you look rich.
What's your jacket size? I'd like to come over and maybe we could switch clothes. I'll bring you some sweatshirts.
I don't know, after that last comment about sex with anybody.
No, I said I love pizza. Pizza. Okay. Yes, pizza. Mm-hmm. When do you get back to work? When is the hiatus over and when do you finish the season?
I was working this morning and I've been shooting since January 3rd.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of episode 19.
Ooh.
And how many do you do? 21, 22?
22.
22. Gosh. Okay.
How many shows still do that many per season? That's impressive.
I think that's kind of the network standard.
Yeah.
It's just that the the streamers tend to do like 8 or 10.
Yeah, or a limited series at 6. People bang it out on a Saturday.
Yeah, but that, I mean, it's a challenge. I'm used to it, but it's part of the create. You know, there's something to be said that you care about it, but you know, time is money. We got to get moving.
Right.
You know, like Dick, I think once said that the best to make a network series is like laying railroad track with the train coming down the line.
Oh yeah,
that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Dick call you up and say you're doing a great job? Call you on the phone?
Rarely. But he's available if you want to talk.
Really?
And if he has something to say, he'll definitely contact you.
He's not calling people. He's got, what, we counted 8 or 9 shows. He's not calling people.
Yeah, but I mean, he's hands-on, I think. You know, he knows what's going on.
Right, right.
And if it's not, if he can best handle something, I think he would do it. But the thing is, a guy like that, you know, you think of him as Dick Wolf, where he's a guy. He's a regular guy. He just happens to be, you know, creative genius and wildly successful.
Right.
But, you know, people get, you know, intimidated, but he's just a great guy.
I love Dick Wolf. I love him.
Yeah, man, he's the bomb. he's just a regular guy, you know, and he liked to have fun.
I tried to get him on the show. He said no.
Because he knows you're a lunatic.
What do you mean? I just feel like Dick Wolf would call up. Hello, this is Dick Wolf, Lisa and Pete, hello.
No, he's
Everyone's speechless he'll at that, Pete.
No, he's so smart. He's just smart.
Jason, you're the best, man. I appreciate you taking time. I know you're swamped, but it's always fun to have you on the show. Seriously.
Always fun to be here.
And what
I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be.
Remind me what it says behind you on the wall.
Oh, this?
You are beautiful. Look at that. It's on your entire wall.
That's 27 feet.
Woo!
27 feet. You are beautiful. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That comes from a mural. There's a mural in Santa Monica, and it's probably 100 feet long, and it's that. And I had a couple of friends of mine, they painted it. We hung the canvas. We had to stretch the canvas in the living room because it's so big. We hung it up, and two people I commissioned to make that for me. And there's a long story behind it. But
you'll have to tune in next time. For that
we got
to
have you back so you can tell the story, man.
Yes, I'll bore you to tears.
Jason Begay, check him out Wednesday nights, Chicago PD. It's always great to see you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Nice to see you, Pete Lisa. All right, take care.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.